Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Ayin Aleph, and we are on Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph on the top line, Lo Es Habor. As we continue here in the fourth parak of Maseches Baba Basra, and we are in the last mishnah of the parak relating to issues of selling houses and selling fields, what's included, what's not included, the metaltalin and the trees and the different types of trees. When is a tree considered chashuv? When is it not considered chashuv? We mentioned certain trees inherently are considered chashuv. We have shikama and we have charuvin, charuv ploni. All of those are sadan, right? All different types of trees are inherently chashuv. That, by the way, is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to give Rosh Hashanah a chashuv tree. It wasn't when he was in the cave with his son in Pekin and. He is there for many, many, many years. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a charuv tree, as we know, and that's the midrash of eating a buckser on Lag BaOmer. The Gemara says there in Shabbos Lamed Gimel, Ki Takav Gzeirasa Amalei LeBrei Nashim Daitan Kalas Aleim Dilma Mitzari Leim Maglilan. They had to go. They had been hiding in the shul, and they switched and they went to hide in the cave. And what happened? Azlu Tasha BeMaarsa. They went to hide in the cave. Esrachesh Nisa Ivri Lehu Charuva VeEina Demaya. A carob tree and a brook of water was created right outside the tree. Vavi Mishalchi Minayu, Vavi Yasvi at Savraya Bachala, and they used to take off their clothes and stay in the sand all day. Right, we discussed this a couple of days ago because it says they learned all day in the sand, and then when it was time to daven, they got and they went and they got dressed because we spoke about tefillah being amidah lefnei Hashem, different than Kriya Shema. And the need to put a shirt on when it comes to tefillah. But either way, so we see charuv from other contexts as well is a special type of tree, and therefore it is excluded from sales unless it is specified. Yesterday we discussed what if somebody excludes specifically only one, only a half. What is meant by that declaration? Okay. Either way, we continue now with the mishnah. The last mishnah has a couple of different halachos that are related to our context. We start off by talking about still relating to a field. If somebody sells a field, lo es habor, the bor, the water cistern inside the field, is also not included. That is significant itself, and therefore the seller, unless specified, retains ownership of that. Lo es hagat, or if there's an olive press in the field, that also remains by the mocher. Lo es hashovach, or a chicken coop, bein charevid ben yishuvin. Either, whether these are alive and active and not desolate, or if it's desolate, no matter whether they're in use or not, it doesn't matter, they are excluded because they are considered separate. V'tzarach likach lo derach divrei Rabbi Akiva. And as we had this quoted earlier, machlokas Rabbi Akiva, they're abundant in both directions, whether it's sold or not sold, and house and field. So Rabbi Akiva holds that tzarach likach lo derach, even though I retain the bar for myself as the seller, I need to then go and pay the buyer for a derach to get there, because it's not assumed that I keep it, because, as we said earlier, Rabbi Akiva holds mocher ba'ayin yafeh, and therefore he sells in a generous way, and even sells the path to get there. Remember, we had a machlokas between the Rishash and the Rishashas of the Gemara and the Rishonim, the Avraham Aseret Beferish, whether this means really there's no way to get there. If he would hold on to the bor, the mocher, we could assume that he was mocher ba'ayin yafeh, and there's no way at all. That's the Pashas. That's what the Yad Ramah says, Beferish, and others. The Rishash can't believe it. He says if you keep something that you won't be able to get to unless you fly through the sky, that doesn't make sense, even though that's the language of the Gemara we had earlier. He took it to fly through the sky. But the Rishash says, no, it must mean that he keeps a very skinny path to get there, and it's just that if he wants to buy a larger path, so then he has to buy a larger path. Sarach lika lo derach. But again, the simple interpretation is like the Yad Ramah, and that is he keeps the whole thing, and you're right, he has to buy a path because there is nothing left for him. That's Rabbi Akiva ba'ayin yafeh mocher. The Chachamim omrim einot sarach. The Chachamim say no, he does not have to. Einot sarach likach lo derech. The Ba'achayin said he does not have to because he keeps it to himself. Mocher ba'ayin ra'a, and therefore he keeps it. Remember, we had the Gemara in Brachas that we reviewed, that the Gemara says that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is not like a seller of any other item. A seller is usually unsafe. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like that. because he gave us the Torah and he is happy about it. Ki lecha tov nasati lochem torasi atazova. We discussed there, the Gemara starts off talking about mocher, comparing a baruch to a mocher, baser v'dav, and switch to nosein, as we'll have nosein, Be'ez Hashem, here, as well. But that's, Machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan. And Umode Rabbi Akiva though admits, Bizman Sha'amar lo chutz me'elu she'en etzarach lika lo derech, because they are automatically excluded if it is mentioned, so you have to say that he needs to add something on with that declaration, and therefore he would not have to buy a path to the bar or the gat, which he left for himself, because we could assume that he left the path for himself by saying that extra phrase. Good. What about the opposite case? Machron la'acher. What happens if he sells the bar to his friend? He keeps the field. The opposite case. I have a field and I sell just the bar, so did I sell a path in the bar? So Rabbi Akiva Omer, Eino tzarach li'gach lo derech. The lokeach, the buyer, does not have to buy a path, because we assume that when he sold the bar, he also sold a path there. Same svara. Mocher ba'ayin yafe mocher. V'chacham Omer tzarach li'gach lo derech. Come say no. He has to buy the path. If you remember also, when we had this earlier, Daf Samach Dalet, the Gemara says, originally when we had the Machlokas earlier, the Gemara says, well, maybe this is not a Machlokas in general about Mocher Ba'ayin Yafe, Mocher, maybe this is specifically reasons in each of the cases. The Gemara ended up by saying, because we have four statements about this, we have two back on Daf Samach Dalet in the Mishnah regarding selling a house, whether the bar and the duas and the derech is included. And we have the Mishnah here at Daf Ayin Aleph. So, because we have, why do we have four? So each one we say, okay, maybe you could have said it's Machlokas about something else. But finally, when we have four lines, including this last one of the Seifa, the last line of the second case, the Gemara throws up his hands and says, okay, it must be that the Machlokas, the Svara for the Machlokas is Mocher Ba'ayin Yafe, Mocher Ba'ayin Ra, and that's why this last line that we just read was really the clincher in terms of assuming that the Machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan is about the Umdina of a Mocher, and therefore the Gemara says, whenever in Shas it talks about Mocher Ba'ayin Yafe or Ba'ayin Ra, so it's talking about this Machlokas here in our Perek. Part 1 of the Mishnah. Next. Bamed Ramamurim, we also discussed this. When do we say that all of this is true? That there's a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan, but mocher, that only applies by a seller. Aval bin nosein, matana, nosein is kula. But by a nosein, we assume for sure, ba'ayin yafe. Even the Rabbanan would agree that the nosein does not hold on to it himself. He gives in a generous way, and therefore, that's the umdana. We assume that the derech was given as well in a case where he sold the bar, and the derech was not given in the case where he held on to the bar and he just sold the rest of the field. So everything is included. No seidus kula when you give a matana. The Rashbam says not everything. Everything that is somewhat connected to the field is given over. What happens if I left my watch in the field when I sold it? Is my watch also nigra, and it's also sold? Things that have nothing to do with the field, that happens to be in the field, that's not sold. When it says, machar es kula, it means the things that I would have otherwise would have been on the border, and I might not have known whether it's included. So those things would have, those things, like trees, says the Rashbam on the second wide line. V'yafilu hani de'enon b'chla masha b'socha. Even things that are not usually, if you would have said, even if I would have said, everything mashav esocha that's included, so then even things that would not have been included, you could go to charuv, hamurka, vasadar hashikma, ubar, vegat, v'shovach, all of those things that would normally not have been included, even with that phrase, would be included by nosein. Hoel v'kavua betoch asade. Umiyu, fourth line. Im yesh ma'os basade, if there's money in the field, o tvua tlusha, or if there's already cut grain, she'ena tzricha lekarka, that does not need the karak anymore. It's already cut. It's in piles. Og davar shelo hutzrach l'tana l'mastisan l'hazkir, or anything else that the Tana didn't have to say. V'lomar lo machar. Don't have to say them. You should do most of the pshita who says the Rashbam. I'm reading on the fourth, fifth line now. It's obvious. De'eno b'chlal sadeh klal. Ha'ivade lo kana lo makabo matana. right? If somebody sells a field, so then everything, even if I say komash besocha, it's only what's normally included in there. What's not included in there, what's, even if it's in there, if it's not normally there, so then that is not, assumed to be nigrar in the sada. Right? We have this in various contexts, that even if something, if you say kol ma, or you sell something, or even just halacha categorization. Remember we had back in Mesechas Bava Metzia, we had the issues of tamun ba'esh, right? Everyone, each one of the av malachos has a special p'tur. There's a shein v'regla b'rishos harabim, and bor has the p'turim, and esh the p'turim, and everyone has the p'tur. So esh has the p'tur of tamun, based on psukim in the Torah, which comes up regarding Baal Yerah by Yimatzeh, in terms of tamun also. It has to, Minchas Chinuch discusses that by chametz. But either way, tamun. So what if you have a haystack, and there's something in there that's supposed to be in there? Is that called tamun, the rake? Sometimes people keep the rake inside. So is that called tamun? Or if somebody has their wallet in the pile of hay. That's very different. The Gemara is mechalik between that, because what's normally inside, what's not normally inside. So here too, regarding mechira, what's normally inside, what's not, only what's normally inside, even if it's something significant and special, it's usually not included in the sale, so that is what is included by a nosein, but if it's not normally included or there, so that would not be included. Good. That is all part two of the Mishnah. So first we have the issues of Mechira, then we got into Matana. Even though, I might just add, we discussed Soni Matanos Yichya, even though there were some that did not want to accept Matanos, but that has nothing to do with the Nosein Matana. The Mekabel Matana might not want to accept it, but the Nosein Matana, we could assume, is for sure giving it wholeheartedly, even more than wholeheartedly. He wants to make sure that the Mekabel is very happy with him. It's just that the Mekabel might not accept it because of the principle of Soni Matanos, Soni Matanos Yichya. The Nosein, though, has, actually, just it does relate, Kiddushin, it does relate to one of the sugyas that we know from the first parak of Kiddushin, and that is the issue of Adam Chashuv. Adam Chashuv, what's the case of Adam Chashuv? The Gemara says there, if you remember, that the Chassan has to give the Kala something of value, as we know. That's something of value. The chassan gives the kala. The kala can't give something to the chassan, right? That doesn't work. The chassan benasar biyada, and we kiyikach. He takes, and therefore he gives something to the woman. But what is there any way, any time that it would work the other way? So the Gemara has a case in the first parak of if she gives him something, but there's kabbalas hana'a that he gives her something. No, she gives him something. She gives him something, and she gets such pleasure by his accepting her gift that it's as if she received something, and that's already called Nasan Hu, that he gave something to her. And the Gemara says that you have that by an Adam Chashuv. Here, back in the first parak, we have that if a woman gives a man something and she is so happy that he accepted it, Tav Zayin Amid Aleph, the Gemara says, Mi Savris to Amr Le Agav, Chacha Badam Chashuv Askinan, to Behi Hahi Hana'a, to Bekamakabel Matana Mina, Gomra Umikne Le Nafsha. Through the Hana'a that she gets by he accepted her gift, that's amazing. That's considered that he gave her something. And therefore, that would be enough that she would have Gemiras Das in order to be Makne Nafsha, to be able to be Miskadeshes to him. Right? Badam Chashav Askinan Rashi says, She'enu Rogel Akabo Matanos. And he doesn't accept from everybody. Right? If everybody accepts, then that's not that special. But Adam Chashav Askinan, and therefore, that is why there's a Hana. So here too, that relates that a Nosin Matana is always Nosin Ba'ayin Yafe, because he really wants the other person to be happy with him. Okay, next line of the Mishnah. Ha'achin shechilku. So we spoke about sales, we spoke about matanos, so now we talk about splitting up Yerusha. Ha'achin shechilku zachu besadeh, zachu bekula. When brothers split up the field, once one of them is zoche in the field, they're zoche in the entire field and everything in the field. What does this have to do with us? Well, we just spoke about whether the derech to get to the bor or the bor is included or not. So the Mishnah says, if brothers split up a field, we assume it's total. If there's a bor in one of the fields, it goes to that brother that has the field. If there's a derech there, then it goes to that brother. Right? You know, nobody's allowed to impede on the other Rishus of the brother that received it, right? It's all total, just like the brother A gets the entire field and everything in it and all the paths in it. So too brother B gets everything. It doesn't leave space for any other brother. So that's Zachu Besada, Zachu Bekula. Right? Tosfos discusses this, even according to Rav, who said earlier, Yesh len derech ze al ze, you should democher ba'ain ra mocher, what about according to the Rabbanon, and aren't the brothers considered lekuchos, so maybe they should leave space. So the Gemara of Tosfos says, hacha lav mishum ayin yafehu. This about the brothers is not about, even if you want to say it has the lacha of lekuchos sometimes, it's not in the same way. El mishum derotzin lehis talek zemize. Vein mishayrin lekolechad el hatzarech lechelko kagon derech. Right? It's not about mocher bain ra bain yafe. It's just about brothers split up totally and they want to be mistalek from the previous estate. Right? Our father doesn't own it anymore. We're splitting it up. So that could be very different than normal cases of lekuchos, even if we want to say that sometimes the brothers would be considered to have the status of lekuchos. That's regarding brothers. And what about hamachzik b'nichsei hager, continues the Mishnah. If somebody is machzik b'nichsei hager, then hechzik b'sadeh, hechzik b'kula, same thing. If somebody is machzik b'nichsei hager, a ger died, has no relatives, and I go and I do a kinyan chazaka on the property, if I do a kinyan chazaka on the sadeh, then I'm machzik b'kula. We'll get to the Tosfos Yadav in a minute. First says the Ritva. The Ritva says here, by machzik b'nichsei hager, Ritva compares it to a case of lokeach. Says the Ritva, and the other Rishonim also discusses. Kashali, heich adif bazeh mi lokeach, di'ika da'as acheres makne. We'll have to get back to that. Right over here, if I'm machzik b'nichsei hager, in a part of it, I do a kinyan chazaka, then I'm machzik, I'm zoche in the whole thing. Why, says the Ritva, is this better than if I buy something where there's da'as acheres makne? Right, somebody is willing it and being makne into my rishus. To hagabi mitzarim amrina shalokeach zoche bohem. We said earlier that if you buy a field, then you only bought the field, you don't buy the borders. Remember, the borders were either a little bit higher or a little bit lower than the fields. So we had earlier that if somebody buys a field back on Daf Samach Beis, then the lokeach is zoche in the mitzarim. V'ilo amachzik b'nechzi ager lo zachem b'meitzar. Earlier we had a buyer has more power. A buyer is zoch in the mitzarim, while by nechzi ager, he's not zoch in the mitzarim. If he's machzik b'nechzi ager, the meitzar is still hefker. Unlike here, where it's the opposite. Here, machzik b'nechzi ager, if I'm machzik in the sada, I'm zoch in everything in the sada. While by a buyer, I'm not zoch in everything in the sada, as we've explained in this parak. Why in one place is machzik b'nechzi ager stronger, and in another place machzik b'nechzi ager is weaker than lokeach? So says the Ritva, important lines, v'yesh lomar. We have to realize, machzik b'nechzi ager is better and worse. On the one hand, right, nobody's pushing it into my rishus, because there's no da'as acheres makne, it's hefker. On the other hand, there's no competing bailus that I have to overcome, that I have to take it out of the rishus. So it could be better and worse, depending on what the context is. V'yesh lomar, dekol shehu betoch hasadeh, gabi nichsei hager, kone, kivan she'ein mishia akev alav miliknos. Right, if there is no, regarding the mechanism itself, so then the mechanism itself, the mocher has an easier time, and the kone. Because the kone is getting it with da'as acheres makne, it's being pushed into his rishus. So regarding the kinyan itself, so then, says the Ritva, we would say that this sale is easier than the kinyan minichsei hager. Again, the kashu b'toch ha-sadeh gabi nechse ager, kone kivet she'i mishi yakiv alav miliknos, kemo b'mocher, shema akiv sham milaknoso, lezeh b'bnei shu chashev roi la'atzmo, ava b'mashu hu omed chutz la-sadeh, kegon meitzar, ein koch b'chazaka gredasa lezakos bo, el kishesham da'as acheres makne. Tekiva de mistama ein lo la'ak v'la'atzmo misayo b'kiniyaso. So what's involved in the kinyan? What's the kinyan works? What's included in the kinyan? Then it's easier to be machzik b'nechse ager. Because whatever's in here, there's no competing bailus kinyanim ownership, and therefore I'm kona it. But regarding the kinyan itself, that's harder. And that's why, remember, we saw that the Rambam says that by machzik b'nechzei hager, so one would have to do a kinyan chazaka b'guf hakarka. Even though, to do kinyan chazaka by a sale, I could just do shtichas peros and spread out my fruit and have my animals graze on the field. What's the difference? Because that has to do with the actual kinyan. The actual kinyan, you know, it's harder to be machzik b'nechse ager because nobody's pushing it into my rishus. Once I know what's occurring, what's included in that, so the Ritva says, then it'll be easier for machzik b'nechse ager because in that way there are no competing kinyanim. That's an important line in the Ritva. So, but relating to this issue that the Ritva brought up is a comment of the Tosfos Yontif. Right here on our Mishnah. Ask the Tosfos Yontif, why is it that the first line that we just read in the Mishnah, the Lashon of the brothers splitting up, Zachu Besadeh, Zachu Bekula. And by Nachzeh B'nichzeh Ager, Hechzik Besadeh, Hechzik Bekula. Why the chains of Lashon? One case is that Zachu, they are Zoche to it, they merit it, and the other ones use the Lashon of Hechzik. Why is that a difference? Why did Rabbi Yehuda Anasi switch that Lashon? Says the Tosfos Yontif, Mishum de Beger, Ein, as we were just talking about, ger ein das acheres makne l'mezakelo. By a ger, there's no das acheres makne, and therefore, the only way to be kona this is with chazaka, and that's why he uses the lashon of hechzik. The ein sad she yikne ela bechazaka lafichach tnan hechzik. Brothers that are splitting up property, there are other options. You don't have to do chazaka. What about a chalipin? You can't do kidya chalipin by to be maxim to say ager. Who are you going to do chalipin with? Right, doesn't work. Right, you have to do chazaka. Inami chazaka gerua, or do other types of chazaka geruos, as we learned back in the first Hilchatanu Zachu. Zachu is a more encompassing language. Because it is include other types of kinyanim. Hechzik would mean dafka kinyan chazaka, and that's why it's mentioned here. Again, the difference between das acheres makne and not das acheres makne. This principle has come up. We haven't really mentioned this this point in this mesechta, so it's important. Let's mention it now. And that is the principle of das acheres makne, as has just been mentioned. Das acheres makne is mentioned in the beginning of mesechta's Bava Metzia, but not in the way that many rishonim use it. Many Rishonim, Ba'ali Tosfos in a few places, and other Rishonim quote, that what does das acheres makne do for me halachically? Again, what does it mean? That I am being makne something to you. I'm not just picking it up from Hefker, but somebody is willing it and being makne into my Rishus. That's das acheres makne. So the Ba'ali Tosfos used that in the context of Katan. Even though a katan can't be kona something himself, if he picks it up from the street, it's not his on a daraisa level, it's just his because of darkei shalom. But if somebody wills it, if I sell something to a katan, if I give something to a katan can own it on a daraisa level. That is the shita of Ba'ali Tosfos, and that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, Pashtus. Says the Shulchan Aruch is in Reishim Gimel, Hilchos Matana. Katan, shenostim lo tsror, vizorko, egos venotlo. A katan, that you give him a pebble, and he throws it away, and a knot, that he takes it. Right, the Gemara in Mesechas Gittin. Zoche la'atzmo. He could be zoche for himself. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Adds the Ramah, v'davka kishayesh das acheres machnelo. When there's das acheres machnelo, when there's a mocher, when there's a nosein to a katan, that works. Aval b'mitzia, but by mitzia picking something up from the floor, lo. No, doesn't work because there's no das acheres machnelo, the katan can't own it on a daraisa level. And therefore, maybe it'll only be his because of darkei shalom. So the shach there, reish mem gimel vav. The shach says, why ube emes ken kasvu haran v'hamagen mishnah v'chein nira midivrei shara poskim shesasvu v'kasvu b'simin reishayin the metzias katan lek alim shel darkei shalom. You know why many rishonim say this as their shach? Because there is evidence that a katan can own something, but there's also evidence that a katan can't own something. So how do you put those two sugyas together? The stira. So the answer is das acheres machne, not das acheres machne. Simple, wonderful, says the Shach, not so fast. Such an important distinction of das acheres makne in the context of Katan, I would think should have been said in Shas. I would think that Chazal should have tipped us off. Instead of just mentioning the word in a different context, the Chazal should have told us that a Katan could be kona daraisa with das acheres makne. Says the Shach, why did the poskim say all this? As we just explained, like it says in Mesechas Gittin, what the Shulchan Aruch quotes here, a katan that you give him something, egos venotlo, zochalatzmo. That sounds like he could be kona on a daraisa level. Fine, that's what many Rishonim say. Well, if he only has dieti, says the Shach is not meek, right? He is not, scared to take on the world. Here he takes on all the Rishonim. Says the Shach, no. Dochik lahamsi chiluk shlo nizkar b'shas. I find that very difficult to mention such a basic distinction that many are familiar with. That's not mentioned in Shas. The Afagadu Matzino Lekamon Sof Simin Reish Samaches Das Acharis Makne Adif. Even though we have the idea found in Shas and found later on, Mikomakom Bazeh Bekatan Dezochel LaAtzmo Lo Matzino B'Shas LaChalik B'Kach. But this idea of relating it to a Katan being Koneh Daraisa, that is nowhere in Shas. V'Gamein Svara LaChalik B'Kach. Whoa, now we get serious. Not only is there a textual problem, there is a logic problem. The Shach says, I don't think that it should make any difference whether it this Das Acharis Machne to a katan or not. If he can be Zoche b'matana, so he has power. Lama lo yiska gamkin b'metzia. I don't think that, he should be Zoche b'metzia too. It says, El anira li eyes, how do you answer the stira? How do you get to this dira? Dahad, Amrinim, Parakani Zakan, Messias Chershav, Shad Vakatan. One Gemara says, Zochel Atzmo, the other one says, Eino Zochel Mishadaki Shalom, different ages of Ktanim. Haino Bakatan, Shu Pachos Mizeh. Right, a Katan that is very small, so that's who can't be Kona. But the Ktanim that are older can be Kona Daraisa. Vien Zedochek, Lafrushe, Stam Katan, the Masisan Bahi. And it's not a problem, because he looks, says the Gemara Zemar later on, and then there's a Yerushalmi, and then there's a Rashbi Shans, and then there's a Bala Iter. This is a classic Shach. He starts off by saying, this is what Rov Rishonim say, and I think it's wrong, and then I'll quote 20 other Rishonim that say like he says. And we end up reading the Shach like, oh, I guess the Shach is right. But he quotes, he had all the Svarim. He doesn't quote the mainstream Rishonim here, we might call them. But he quotes the Yerushalmi and the Rashbi Shans and an Itur, and then he quotes interpretations of Gemaras, and then he quotes Alma de la Kuli Alma, Yesh Yad Lekatav Ektani Midaraisa. He says, you see, everybody holds this. This is what the Shach, so to speak, pulls the wool over our eyes. Because, in a good way, because that's what he says. He's very convinced of his Shita here, and then he can't be Mkain, he ends off, Baal Karchach, Haditznan, Darkei Shalom, Haino Bekatan, Shu Pachos, Mitzvah, Vizorko, Egos, Venotlo. Dina Zochel Asma, Bishum, She'en Lo Yad, Vein Lahakshos, and he continues, that is the Shach, and he ends off, Vidok. Right, that this is right. The Ksos jumps on him. The Ksos says, I don't understand. Rov Rishonim say this. Rishonim say, Das Acharis Machne makes a difference by a katan, and there is a svar to be mechalik. You said no svar lechalik. This is a svar to be mechalik. Be mechalik because this is if you have Das Acharis Machne, the kinyan is easier. Something is pushing it into your rishus. And he says, Umachakaz, I think svar lechalik. The Ksos says, Kvar achrachnu lechalik beimitzia lematana beinyin oder ukesavr shalo. You find in Shas other examples. He quotes Yivamas Dun Beis, if somebody is hoeing in a nichse hager, he doesn't realize it's nichse hager. He thinks it's his own field. So is he kona it? So he says, if he says, oder ukesavr shein shalo, to be nichse hager lo kana. To be by nichse hager is not kona, because kini chazaka, because you need kavana. But if it's matana, somebody wants to give it to me, it is kona, right? Even though I didn't realize. So you see, there are examples in Shas of Das Acharis Machne being more easier to happen. And therefore, Ksos says, I think there is a machlokas. Either way, Rov Rishonim and the Ksos follows Das Acharis Machne, making a difference for Katan, while the Shach argues on that whole distinction. And there are two other places, just to mention, and then we'll continue, where this chiluk comes up, and that is by, not just by Nichtei Hager, what about real Hefker? By real Hefker, somebody is mafker something, and then I pick it up. Is that considered Das Acharis Machne? So that not only relates to Das Acharis Machne, it relates to how Hefker works. If I'm Mafker something and then you pick it up, how does Hefker, is Hefker what we might call a siluk? I've removed myself? Have I removed my reshus or have I just removed my rights of protesting? And when you pick it up, it's really going from me, but I've just waived my right to protest. Or no, when I'm Mafker, I now make it into the reshus of Hefker. So that's a machlokas Rishonim, whether being Zochem a Hefker is considered Das Acharis Machne or not. Or the other fascinating context, which we could have a whole shiur on, but just to mention, the Ksos also. The Ksos in Reish Mem Gimel discusses Matnas Kahuna. Matnas Kahuna. Is Matnas Kahuna Das Acharis Machne? What does that mean? If I give Pidyon HaBen to the Kohen, right, so is that called Das Acharis Machne? I'm really being Machne to him? Or do I say that really deep down, this already belongs to the Kohen? Truma. Nesinas Truma. Is that Das Acharis Machne? L'mayin Nafkamina? This is a Ksosa discussion. They quote the Prichadash, Reish Mem Gimel, Sif Katan Dalad. The Ksos quotes the Prichadash, that you could give Pidyon HaBen to a Kohen Katan, because of Das Acheres Makne. Das Acheres Makne, that's the Chiddush of the Prichadash. And the Ksos, even though he likes Das Acheres Makne, as we just saw in the other context, he says, no, we're not here, because it's not Das Acheres Makne. I believe in that principle, but when the Yisrael gives it to the Kohen, he's not really giving anything that he, the Yisrael, owns. It really belongs to the Kohen. You have to do a Maisa Nesina. But that doesn't mean that it's Das Acheres Machnef. And that's what the Ksos says. Nira Lanias Daiti, Lo Shayach B'matanos Das Acheres Machnef. Tekiva Tekaimel and Tovas Hana Eino Mamon Im Kain Ein Lobaila B'matanos Klum Ve'eno Zochakoin B'matanos Elo La'atzmo V'havali Kamo Mitzia De Eino Das Acheres Machnef. And then he continues. And then he says that he's machali between matnis kahuna and matnis aniyim. And then he says aval chinir lani zayti b'taymatach milsa the chereshot v'katan yishlam zochiyam matnis kahuna. And then he says, but maybe I'll agree with the prechadish for a different reason, not because it's das acheres makneh, but because it basically belongs to them already. So exactly the opposite reason why it would work. He says, "Hainamishib demamon koanim ukfar zachsa behem atar lakoanim v'yemkein afilu katan koin katanami kimo biyerusha." A Kohen Katan gets Yerusha, so too here. V'chiki kazachu miditu kazachu. V'chein v'cham islam deben kivan dechovu l'kohanim v'imkein katanami yisle zechiyah. So major machlokas achronim, but they both end up saying the same thing. But lamaisa, but for very different reasons. That was in Reish Mem Gimel Sif Katan Dalid, and the first one was the Ksos Reish Mem Gimel Sif Katan Hey. So they're both in the same simen. Right, there's no Ksos on Yeridaya. That's why the Ksos talks about it here. Echoshe Mishra. We have the Avni Miluim on Evan Ezer, and we have the Ksos on Echoshe Mishpat, and we have the Shef Shmaitza on the Sugis of Shas. Those are the three major svarim of the Ksos of Ayilei Bakoin Heller. Okay, we continue. What's the difference between Zachin La'adam Shlobafanav? That's I'm being Zochet something on behalf of you. I'm not giving it to you. Let's see, I'm being Zochet on your behalf. That's how Hasbachet is. I am going from me to you. So it's similar, but it's not the same. Not the same. Zachin La'adam Shlobafanav, would it apply to a katan? We discussed that also. It also might depend whether Zachi is mitam Shlichus or not. Right? Might relate to that. Okay, let's continue. We didn't finish the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, last couple of lines of the Mishnah. So now we're going to another context. We had Mechira, then we had Matana, and then we had Yerusha, splitting up Yerusha, and then we had Machzik B'Nichsei Ager, and now we have section 5. We have Hamakdish Esadeu. What about Hektish? Hamakdish Esadeu, Hektish Eskula. So all the things that we've excluded are included. Excluded by Mechira, included by Nesina. So says the Tanakama, if you're Makdish Esadeu, you're Makdish Eskula, which sounds like, as the Rosh Ram explains, because Hektish is considered like a Nesina. Just like a Matana is no seen by Ayin Yafes, so to Hektish, I want to make sure that Hektish has it, and therefore I give to Hektish by Ayin Yafet. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. Hamachdish es asade, lo hektish ella es akarv amurkav es asada nashikma. Rabbi Shimon says, if you're machdish the field, then you include these special items, but not more than that. Meaning, Rabbi Shimon seems to be saying, the Rashbam says, as the Gemara is going to talk about, fundamentally it's like mocher, right? Different than the Tanakama. But you include a little bit more than a regular mechira. Usually, the charvai murkav and the sadar shikmar are excluded, but here they're included. But the other detached items that we said are included in selling and giving a field, let's say, or selling a field, the other things are not included. So we'll have to see exactly what Rav Shimon Shita is, because he says it's like mocher, but not exactly. So says the Gemara, Maishna mecher, Maishna matana. Back to the first case of the Mishnah, why is there a difference between mecher and matana? Why by mecher do we include a lot less, and by matana we include pirish Yehuda ben Akusa lefnei Rebbe, ze pirish ze lo pirish? Because he explicated, and he didn't explicate. Says the Gemara, that's not true. Hi, zep pirish v'zelo pirish. Zelo pirish v'zelo pirishu. What do you mean? Nobody said anything different in the cases, right? They both did not explicate. So why, by mocher, is it not included in the sale? And by nesina, it is included in the sale. So again, what's the difference? So ella ze hayelo lafarish v'ze lo hayelo lafarish. Now the difference is whether he should have explicated or not. So who's the he? Who should have explicated? The Rashbam has two dayas here. The pashtus is the mocher should have explicated, right? If the mocher wanted to include this in the sale, so that he should have said it. Because he did it, so it's not included. And the no saying didn't have to be mefarish. And then the Rashbam quotes the other day as well. See the Rashbam on the third or the fourth line of the Gemara. Says the Rashbam, Tahamocher va no sein stama katani. Zehoil olafarish. No sein matana, kivan deroga litin bein yafe. Since a no sein matana really gives bein yafe, if he wanted to keep it for himself, im isa dahai lav bein yafe yahiv, if he wouldn't have been mocher, no sein bein yafe, he should have explained and should have left it. And also by the mocher, because mocher usually is ba'ayin ra. So that's number one. Pshat is that it's going on the mocher and the no sein. Or the second pshat, Rabbi Nochanan Pirish, in the second part of that Rashbam, hakone hayelo lefarish. The kivin shen no sein damim, since he's the one that's paying for it, eino mizbayish ben amocher. If he's paying for it, then he's not gonna be embarrassed about saying something. He's giving the mocher money. Umidelo hiskik lemocher lefarish lo hakol. Hifsid, right, and because he didn't say anything, he should have said something. That he's mafsid, and the mocher keeps what he did not explicate. But if somebody's getting a matana, I'm not going to ask you for something more. I'm not going to say, you know, it's like sometimes we say to a child, we give a child a present to a child, and the child says, I wanted this. No, I wish you would have got me. Like, just say thank you. Right, that's because, like, that's a year. So the Makaba Matana should be embarrassed somewhat that he's just getting it, and therefore, there's no reason for him to have said something. The ain lo lefarish felish olo bar vegat v'shovach, and therefore allowed the no sein rami legluye. The no sein should have been megala if this was not how we normally would have understood it. So two different pshatim in the Rashbam. If you look at the Chashuk Yechemed, Chashuk Yechemed here discusses one case. Somebody after the war, it says here, Higia Laris Palit Shoah. There was a survivor that comes to Eretz Yisrael, Shavur v'ratzutz v'chole, sick and poor and needing a lot of things. And one of the mitzvah from the tzibur says, you know what? I want you to get back on your feet. So he started giving him some hats, and he'll be a hat salesman. And he says, you could start selling hats in the chedra madrigot of the house. You know, in the hallway of the house, of the building, you know, he has nothing. He's sick, he has nothing, so, you know, start selling. And Baruch Hashem, he's a good salesman, and he started selling, and things started working, and then he started getting back on his own feet. So the landlord went to him after a certain amount of time, doesn't say how long, and says, you know, you're doing great, you know, why don't you go find yourself a storefront to rent? He's like, what do you mean? You never told me that... You know, there's a limit on this arrangement. It's like, no, I gave it to you because you were sick and you had no money. And he's like, I'm still sick. No. So this is the machlokas. Could he throw him out? Could he demand that he didn't? Who should have been mefarish here? Right, that's the connection. Hayalola Farish, he quotes the Gemara in Bava Basra, the Vayin Aleph, and he quotes the 2 days in the Rashbam. The question is, who should have been mefarish? So he says, the palit was bispayesh. He was getting a matana here. So you might say that if you wanted it to be limited, so then he, the balabaya, should have specified, you know what, I'll give this to you until you're on your feet, or I'll give this to you for a year or two, or whatever the case is. So he says, not sure, and then he quotes another case, in a similar case in London, from the Sridei Eish, and he quotes different days here, but Lamaisa, he says, if he still needs, if he still takes, he's still sick, and he goes to the hospital, he still needs Hachnasa Gadola, Yitachin, that he still could stay there for a while, but it's Arachin. Depends on the context, but it's another case where, you know, you have to ask, who should have been Mefarish, and who should have not been Mefarish? That is the question. Okay, we continue. Second to last skinny line. Hu Dharma Lahu. What's the case? The Ritva says somebody's on his deathbed or mitzava machmas visa, and he says, give so and so my house. He has a few houses. Give him the house that holds 100 barrels. Holds 100 barrels. Go give him that house. And they went, and there was no house that held 100 barrels. And there was a house that held 120 barrels. So what did he mean by saying give the house that has 100? So Amar Zutra Meya. My Zutra says, Meya Amarle, Meya Vesrin Lo Amarle. He said 100, not 120, and therefore, you have to give him a portion of the house. You can't give, you don't say he wasn't medakdik. You say he meant 100, not 120, and therefore, you only give him the part of the house that could hold 100. Ravashi Amar, no. Vilo Tzan, didn't we learn in our Mishnah, Bamed Ramamur, Bamokhar, Vabonosi Matana, No say neskulan. Al mamadiyah matana ba'ayin yafe yahiv. Didn't we learn that a no say matana is always generous, and therefore, you always, when there's a doubt, you always err on the side of giving of the gift. So Achanami, here he's giving a gift. Mandiyav matana bein yafeyav. Right? It's bein yafe, and therefore, he must have thought that there was 100. He didn't think that it held more, and therefore, you give him the whole house, even though he said 100, and he meant 120. The Rashbam adds in about the 20th line, V'hai dekamer machzik mea gulfei, savar haya shalo haya machzik yoser, u'lashem chashivus amar kein. He just wanted to use a number that just shows how big, how nice of a guy he is, how generous he is. You give him the house that has 100 barrels, wow. But he didn't mean not 120. There is a machlokas. What happens? Is the Ritva. Machlokas we've shown him here between the Ritva and the Nemuka Yosef. What happens, says the Ritva, Kashali, he says, first he asks a Shaila on the comparison. So what does the Gemara do? Just like in the Mishnah where we're not sure what he meant, we include it. So too, in our case, where he said something different, how is that comparable? Kashali, Mayin Zelazesh, Amar Shir Mafurash. You, even if you say Ayin Bayin Yafe no sein, right, you might not apply it to our case. Says the Ritva, V'yesh Lomar, Demastitza Nasan es Kulan Bayin Yafe, Umashalo is Kirim Beferish, Hainoshe Omer Ma'at, V'ose Harbe. V'yimsa Sham Yosef Ashamar. It's as if he said it in the Mishnah. He just didn't want to say so much, because Emar Ma'at, Vase Harbe. And in that way, that's how we could compare it here too. Hachanami lefish alohaya bari b'shiuro tafas hamaat va'amar mea aval daito haya al kulo. In both cases, he might have said less, even though he meant more. But then the Ritva says, umikom akom ein lomeda mizel advar macherim. You can't apply this principle to whoever you want. Whenever you have any kind of doubt in a matana case, yeah, okay, give more. No, you can't apply that. The gambazeh. What if there are more than 120? Did the Gemara specifically say 120? What if there's 150? What if there's 180? Do you still say there? Matana b'ayin yafe, says Rifa. No. 120 is the max. That's a specific number given by the Gemara, says the Ritva. The gambazeh. Yeshbo yosir me'av esrim. Ein banu koch lomar kein. V'havad l'losif halah. No, but it's already a tenuous comparison, and therefore you don't say more. It says the Nemuki Yosef, what, 120 is a magical number? Why is 120 magical? So one-fifth more, 25% more, or 20% more? Right, that's something magical? Says the Nemuki Yosef, no. He quotes the Ritva. Because of the Ritva, he quotes, Elon Olomarkein, V'ani lo yarati l'sof das haravzal, Tehechi dayik rav ashi, Mimas nisan, ad esrim, V'lo tvei, U'mehecha nafik lehai shiur adafka. I don't understand why 120 would be some magical number. So machlokas, Nemuka Yosef and the Ritva, how to understand this Gemara. Good, we continue. So last case of the Mishnah spoke about Hakdasha. Hamakdash esasah dehikdash v'chulu. So the Mishnah had a machlokas. The Tanakhama said hikdash is kula. Rabbi Shimon says no, only including the special trees that are usually not included. So Amar Afuna, Avagad Amar Abanan. Rafuna says, even though the Rabbanan said that if I buy, we had this earlier and we're going to have this again Bez Hashem later. If somebody buys two trees, so the land under or around the trees is not included in the sale. Even though that's true, Machar, Karka, Vashir, Shnei Ilonos, Lafanov, but if I sold you my land and I kept two trees, so then that land is kept to me. Yesh lo Karka, I still have Karka, because I assume the Rashbam's Lashon here is this Anan Sa'adi, right? It's clear, right? The Rashbam's Lashon is on the top of Amud Beis, that it's Anan Sa'adi, Diladas Kein Ikev Es Ilanos La'atzmo. No, if he kept the trees to himself, he obviously wants the rights of those trees. Even if the trees die, he can plant other trees. It must be he wants something L'Neisach Nesachim. That's our Umdina of his Das, Anan Sa'adi. We are the Edim. And therefore, if somebody sells two trees, he did not sell the land under it, but if he keeps two trees, then he kept the land under it. That is the assumption. Via filu l'Rebbe Akiva, d'amar mocher ba'ayin yafe mocher, and even according to Rebbe Akiva, who in our Mishnah says mocher is always ba'ayin yafe, even he would say that if I keep two trees, I keep the land under it. Why? Hani mili, when do we say that mocher ba'ayin yafe mocher gabi bar v'dus? If I sell a bar v'dus, then I sell the yards, I sell the path to get there, and if I keep it to myself, I don't keep the paths. Deloka mechach shiba'ara, because a pit doesn't weaken the ground around it at all. aval ilanos, but if by trees, to come achachshi ba'ara, but by trees, which the roots eventually weaken the ground around it, im isa deloshir, if really I didn't leave, keep the karka with me, lemele akari lanach shkol vazil. If I only kept two trees and not the land, so the buyer could eventually say, okay, rip out your trees, or when they die, just leave. I don't want you here, right? You don't have no rights. So obviously the mocher doesn't want that, and therefore we assume even Rabbi Akiva would agree that if even though mocher, ba'ayin yafe mocher, in cases where he would lose permanently, eventually, so then he would not say that, and it would have to be limited in that way. What happens by one tree? What if the mocher kept one tree? Would you also say that he kept the land under one tree? That's a machlokas. The Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ritva say even one tree. Yeah, well, if he kept two trees, one tree, he wants to have something l'neisach l'tzachim. And the Ksos is not convinced of that. The Ksos in Reish Tezayin, Sifkat and Aleph, is not convinced that one tree would be. Why does the Gemara say two then? Just say one. Why does it say two? Okay, but either way, the Rishonim would say it is lav dafka. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now, Tnan, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Hamakdish says, Atod al-Hukdish says, Lachor Hamurkav, Vesadan HaShikma. So that was Rabbi Shimon, which we said was not a normal comparison of, it's like somewhere in the middle, right? It's like a sail, it's limited, but includes a little more than a sail. Vitani Allah, and we learned on the Mishnah Amar Rabbi Shimon, Matam, why does Rabbi Shimon say this? Meaning, if it's like a Mechira, so why aren't these excluded also Hoel V'yonkim Yistei Hekdish? Rabbi Shimon says, why? Because it can't be that if I'm giving a field to Hekdish, I'm going to keep these trees in my Rishus, knowing that they're going to get nourished from the Hekdish field. That's not going to work. Hoel V'yonkim Yistei Hekdish. The Rashbam's Lashon is Gidule Hekdish Gehekdish. Right, things that grow from Hekdish are like Hekdish, and therefore it would still be a problem. The Rashba adds, even though he has somewhat of a kinyan peros, right? If he has the tree, it's not good enough to override this principle. The Ritva has the Rabbanan Lashon. It's nireh ki yonik mistei Hekdish. Right, even though it's really might not be, because it's mine underneath. But either way, says the Gemara, Reb Shimon, why are those trees included in the Hakdasha? Because it can't be that I own those trees while they're being yonik from Hekdesh. So says the Gemara, 1 second, you're asking Akasha on Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, when a person sells trees, so then he keeps the trees, the ground under it to himself. So why don't we say the same thing here? He keeps the ground under it to himself, and it's not yonik min Hekdesh. It's my land. Why don't we just say it's being yonik from my land? Right, according to Rav Huna, why would it stay like that? So the Gemara answers, you're right. Right, the Gemara is not machalik, interestingly, fundamentally between Hekdesh and Mechira. The Gemara could have done that. The Rashbam says, because once we're comparing it, it should be compared the whole way. It should be either like Mechira or like Nesina, nowhere in the middle. The Gemara doesn't have that possibility. That's what the Rashbam says. In the short lines are Hailab Svarahu Ella Olanosi Matan Madami Le Lagamre Olamochem Madamina Le Mikol Vachol. That's the Rashbam, that's what the Gemara is assuming. It has to be like one or the other. So that's why the Gemara isn't machalic like that. So the Gemara goes back and says, okay, we reject what we said before. Before we said that Rav Huna is even the Rabbi Akiva, and we reject that. Really, it's a machlokas tanoim. Rabbi Shimon's Amark Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah who says that when you give it to Hekdesh, you also give these trees. That's like Rabbi Akiva, who says, Ba'ayin Yafe, Rav Huna to Amark Rabbanan. And Rav Huna, who made the statement that when you sell two trees, you keep the land for you, that's like the Rabbanan Shita. Says the Gemara, Karabanan, Pshita, so that's pretty obvious. Rather, Rabbanan say, Ba'ayin Ra, Mocher. Nafgamina di nafli hadr shasaluhu. The chiddush is that even if they fall down, said he has the ability to replant them. That's what you might not have known, that even if you say ba'ayin ra, you might not have thought that's true, but the rabbanan say, no, you still have the power to replant them, even if the ground, you might have thought that you only have wallets there. No, once you kept two trees and it's still your land underneath, even if it falls down, you are allowed to, replanted. Interesting, just one word, the Rashbam says here, Rabbi Shimon, da'amar k'Rabbi Akiva, he adds in one word, fifth wide line, Rabbi Shimon, da'amar k'Rabbi Akiva, rabbo. Right, one of the five Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva that he started, the Rabbi Hussein Shebedarom, after the 24,000 Talmidim died during the time of Svira, and they started again with the five students. One of them was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, right? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, he's answering, he holds like Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah is following the daya of Rabbi Akiva. To end with Rav Asher Weiss, the Minchas Asher has a beautiful ha'ara in his farm on Sfiras Omer, where he talks about Omer Rabbi Kiva, Vavderecha Kamocha, Zekla Galda Batorah, famous question, if he always said Vavderecha Kamocha, how did all his Talmidim die? Shalonago Kavu Zebozeh, the Gemara says in Yavamas. So maybe he only said this afterwards, different pshatim. But either way, all those five Talmidim, including Rabbi Shimon, that we have here, the Minchas Asher points out that if you look throughout Chazal, Midrashim, and Gemaras, those five Talmidim are the ones that give all of the Mamore Chazal about Bein Adam L'Chavero, as if following in the Rebbe's footsteps, trying to be Mesakein for the Talmidim that didn't make it. You find, for example, quotes Rabbi Meir, Kol Mavarech Es Yisrael Kiel Mavarech Es Hashchina, Havishval Ruach Befnei Kol Adam. Rabbi Yehuda, Kol Makabal Pnei Chaver Kiel Parabal Pnei Hashchina. And Rabbi Yom Ilov, he quotes all of the Rabbi Shimon's and Rabbi Meir's, all the Talmidim, because this is what they emphasized. You know, once the Mesorah was renewed, that this time they are not going to lose it or warp the Mesorah, and they continued the Mesorah of Torah Shebaal Peh. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Be'ez Hashem, the Haggadah Shir is tonight. Be'ez Hashem, we will continue.